Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This week on First Date with Lauren Compton.
Who am I, RuPaul? What the hell is going on here? Girl with a pierced clitoris. I didn't like that.
Yikes!
I'm not a fan.
How long do you wait until you say I love you in a relationship?
The normal time would be the first time they let me do anal.
I feel like we have a really authentic connection.
So authentic, guys.
So
do
authentic.
You feel this?
Just fuck you, Sam!
What?
I'm so excited to see you tonight.
First date.
Welcome back to another episode of First Date. You may know my guest today from his podcast, We Might Be Drunk, or his latest Netflix stand-up special, Same Time Tomorrow. He is on the Class Act Tour, and he's going to be performing at Madison Square Garden, November 4th. Oh my gosh, help me welcome Sam Morril.
Hey, thanks for having me. Oh shit.
We've got an audience.
I love it.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for coming on my show.
Yeah.
So this is, I'm going to ask you a ton of dating questions. I've got a menu here.
Okay.
I've got appetizer questions, main course questions, and then a dessert question at the end to sweeten things up. Let's go ahead and get into some appetizer questions.
Okay.
I always like to ask if you have a safe word.
A safe for like stop it?
Yeah.
I never have, no.
No? Well, why start now?
I've definitely thought about having if you do this in a relationship, where you have a safe word when you're fighting.
I just say stop.
You know, I think it's like funny to just be, you're screaming at each other and you're like, pineapple. And you're like, we're fucking idiots.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have to realize how stupid the fight is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pineapple is a common safe word.
Yeah. Because it's a silly word.
Yeah.
Like walla walla. Like there's certain words you're like, that's stupid. That's a fun word.
Yeah. Yeah. I might also point out red flags and green flags.
Okay.
Before I point them out, though, do you think you have any red flags?
Vanity is tough for me.
Mm-hmm.
What else is like a red flag?
Vanity in what way?
Like, just like really into oneself.
Like narcissistic?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely what. Yeah, that's one. What else is a red flag? I mean, rude to people is a red flag for sure.
Mm-hmm. Are you ever rude to people, or are these
only
red
if they,
flags?
Only if
to
they deserve
you?
It. No, if I'm rude to people if they deserve it. Absolutely, I'm confrontational. New Yorkers are confrontational.
Yeah.
So I will. If someone's out of line, I'll say some shit.
Yeah.
But I won't. But I will never do it to someone who's not, you know, doesn't deserve it.
Yeah. Have you ever been on a date and needed an exit strategy?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's your exit strategy?
You know, it's like, well, it's been a really nice night. I think you just kind of...
Call it?
Well, you ever meet like a crazy person who likes your stuff and they're a little nuts? You kind of end it the same way where you're like, well, it's been great talking to you.
Have you ever gone on a date with a fan?
I don't know about... I've gone out with people. Yeah, I mean, look, it's... I'm not a saint. I've definitely... I've definitely met people who have like slid into my DMs in my life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
What about someone that comes to a show?
Yeah, it's happened. I'm not one of those comics who's on stage like eyeing it. I know people like that and I'm like, no, I'm focused on my shit. But I've met people who are at the show for sure. But you don't make a habit out of it. You have one bad one and you're like, let's not do that again. I think, you know, it's like you have one bad one to the point where you're like, this was not, this is not healthy.
Yeah.
It's better to meet on equal, if you're trying to find something meaningful, it's better to meet on equal, you know, on equal playing field. But
look,
if you're trying to get laid sometimes, yeah, it's going to cut down on some of the waiting time for sure.
Do you have a celebrity crush?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't have a celebrity crush. There's definitely like famous people where I'm like, she's hot, but they're famous. They should be hot.
Yeah.
You know? How about you? Do you have a celebrity crush?
I really like Hugh Jackman.
Mm. Yeah, he's fucking hot.
He's a cutie.
He's like a hot guy.
Yeah.
And he seems nice. Like,
and
I bet he's like
romantic. And he's like got, he's like a man.
Yeah, well, he's got the Wolverine thing going, but then he's also like a song and dance man. So he's
I
like
know.
Goes to the gym, but he's also, he would fuck you and cuddle you afterwards for sure. And he would probably cook you an omelet.
See, you see me.
While singing the Music Man.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah, he's legit.
Multifaceted.
I don't know if I have like a celebrity crush. I don't, I think there's people who I'll give you one. I'd say like 2005 Mariska Hargitay SVU.
What?
Detective Benson. You guys know who I'm talking about, right? You guys know?
A detective?
No, she was on Law & Order. She's still on Law & Order, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, when she, like, back when she was, like, prime Mariska Hargitay.
Oh.
Yeah, for sure.
She's like a skinny Jennifer Coolidge.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think so.
You just don't like Jennifer Coolidge.
No, I do. I do. I just don't think they look. I do like Jennifer Coolidge.
I love her.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who else. But she was also such a damn dedicated detective that helped.
Yeah.
Like the fact that she cared so much about the cases, I'm like, I gotta.
The commitment.
You gotta show respect.
Yeah.
Like not only did she like find the, you know, the rats, but she fucking, you know, she put in work. It meant a lot to her.
Yeah.
I'd be like, she's working hard. She deserves a good fuck. I love Mariska for that. Yeah.
You cook at all?
I cook, but I'm not, basics, you know? Like, I've done like, all right, like, I can make easy stuff. COVID helped me, actually. Because I would just, like, watch my mom cook so you could, like, pick up on stuff. But I'm not, like, a cook. I watch the Food Network. I'm like, these motherfuckers can cook. So I would never say I can cook. But I'm like, yeah, I made a chicken cutlet for a girl I'm dating the other night. And she was like, this is fucking good. And I was like, I like to undersell it because then if it's good, they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So I did that. I mean, it's easy to cook these days. You just follow orders.
The recipe.
Like
yeah.
A Nazi in the 1940s. You just follow orders. No, you just go to the recipe online and you're like, this is pretty easy to, you just, this is what you do.
Yeah. If you had, is the chicken cutlet your go-to meal to
No,
impress?
No, I hadn't made, I made a steak the other night. I'll make, pasta's pretty easy because you just throw shit in there.
Mm-hmm.
I could, if I, during COVID, I was doing a lot of like things I could throw in the fridge just so I wouldn't have to think about it. So yeah, a lot of like, chili, stuff like turkey chili, veggie chili, pastas, you know. So, yeah, I like cooking, but I'm a New Yorker. I'm on the move always, so I go out a lot, too.
Where do you like to go?
I'll eat anything.
What do you like to take a girl to for a date?
First date, Indian.
Indian food.
No, I was kidding. No, I think that's
like,
a horrible
wow.
first. No, that's a dicey first date.
I mean, that's like a bathroom
I
ender.
Know.
Kind of cornering her.
No, food... Women love sushi. That's an easy one. Italian's always good. Italian, I feel like there's always like, they're like dimly lit and like kind of romantic Italian places. What else? I like.
Are you a fancy fine dining kind of dater?
I actually fucking hate fine dining.
Do you?
I like good food, but I did a fine dining place where they're like, I hate the ritual of explaining courses to you. I hate when they're like, this next dish. I'm like, I know how food works. You don't need to break this down for me. You know, this next dish was this crab was raised to be a violinist. And you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? That's not a thing. But yeah, I don't like that. I also don't like little portions. So that's like, I hate the idea of like 9 little courses
really?
Over 13 hours. I hate that. But I'll do like, if it's just good food, I don't mind like tapas type thing where you get a bunch of stuff, but I hate like the
tasting
ritual
menus.
I hate it. I long-winded went to tasting menus.
I
suck.
Love tasting menus.
I hate it.
I like it because if you don't like something, you just go on to the next.
But you could do that with any food.
Well, not if you go to like some fancy Italian restaurant, you get one pasta, and if you don't like that pasta, you're fucked.
Yeah, but you know what you're getting. You don't know pasta at this point? How long have you been alive?
Well,
you don't like pasta with red sauce? You know what it tastes like.
Yeah, but I have priorities.
Yeah.
Standards.
I don't know. I'll roll the dice on a meal. Like, I'll, if it's like, if this could be great and I've never had it, I do want to try stuff. So
yeah.
I will experiment.
What's your biggest deal breaker?
Deal breaker? That's a tough one. I would say just like unpleasant. Like if you just suck.
I think that's pretty common.
Yeah. If someone's just like unbearable.
They
and
just suck.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like bad dates I've been on. I mean, boring is tough.
Mm-hmm.
Boring is tough. I think little things kind of like freak me out. So like, I guess I'm like kind of prudish. Like I'm down to have sex on the first date if I'm on a first date, but I'm also
a guy,
but like little stuff. I'm a guy.
You're a guy.
I'm a man. I don't like girl with a pierced clitoris. I didn't like that.
Yikes.
I'm not a fan. I also don't like not knowing. And then you're like, it's like opening a birthday gift and you're like,
yeah,
I don't want that. You know, socks.
What
you know?
About nipple piercings?
I don't like surprise piercings. They just kind of like make me like, ooh, like it's not a thing I can really explain, except I'm like, I don't like it.
I mean, you also have to like to go into a piercing parlor and just spread your legs wide open.
I know.
And be like, pierce my pussy.
Yeah. That's fucked up, right? And also you have to, it's also funny. Do you think those people ever make a guy wait like a really long time?
I don't know. I just find myself squeezing my legs together so tight right now. I'm just
I'm losing. I've done that on dates before though when I've been like, ooh, I don't. I remember I matched with a girl on a dating app years ago and then we text once or twice and she sent me a, just before we even met, she just sent me a nude of herself and it was pierced nipples and I was like, not yikes. For me. Also just the aggressive nude. I want to work for it a little bit.
Yeah.
If it's just handed to you, you're just kind of like, I mean, what's the point?
Yeah. I'm going to go on to main course questions now.
Okay.
How long do you wait until you say I love you in a relationship?
I don't have a rule. I think you just feel it or you don't. I guess the normal time would be the first time they let me do anal. I'm kidding. No, No, there's no rule. I think it's like you feel it or you don't. I don't think there's like, it's been 3 weeks, it's been 3 months. I think you do it when you're like, I love this person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How often do you usually feel it in the beginning of a relationship? If you're like really into someone? Or does it take a while to get there?
I think there's a chemical thing that takes over where you're like, wow, that I feel that. Yeah, there's something for sure when you're into someone. But you have to be careful how much of that is lust and how much is, really, I love this person.
Well, how do you know the difference?
Well, if the person's just really hot versus if they're, you know, they have something more than that. If they're really, interesting and cool and, you know, smart and funny is big for me. Like clever, witty, a good banter. I like, you know, I get this sometimes on dates. If the girl knows I'm a comic, she'll try to like out funny me and I'm not trying to be funny, but she's just like trying to like, I'm like, gotcha. Like I have a girl just negging you and you're just like, all right. I know how this works. I'm familiar with what you're doing, but, yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that.
I would think that girls would be more shy dating a male comic.
You would think so. I think female comics probably get it even worse, though, because I think men feel they have to be funny.
Yeah.
So I think there's like an intimidation factor that happens with a female comedian where like I have close friends who are female comics and they will tell me like the guys just are like, they're not comfortable not being the funnier one. And if you're dating a female comic, you are probably going to be the less funny one.
Yeah. You know? Do you play video games at all?
No, I used to when I was younger, but it was more like I got home drunk and I'm playing like NBA 2K at the end of the night, but I'm not, it's tough for me, video games, because I feel like it melts my brain a little bit and I want to be in like, right, I want to be able to write a joke usually every day, at least come up with something funny every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for me to write after video games. I feel like it kind of numbs my brain a little.
I think that's fair to say.
So I'm not a big, but if I were to play them, I like sports. Would I play with like my friends? We do a tour bus, so we'd play a little NBA and NHL on the tour bus, just like, you know, hanging out, having a drink. But no.
You're not addicted to them.
No, I don't even think I have the consoles. They don't even work. I got them during COVID because I was like, this will be a fun thing to. But then after COVID, you're like, oh no, we're not all going to die. I have to get back to my life. So
we're going back to the real world.
Yeah.
Do you, when you date a girl, do you like to bring her back to your house? Or do you like to go, do girls take you to their house? I've always thought this was so
weird. It depends. I like my place a lot. So I do. And I also have a sick setup where like I have a couch that like it's electric. So it can recline and the legs can shoot up with a button, which I think is pretty badass. And it's leather. So I like my setup. I also, same thing with my bed is also automatic, so it's pretty cool. So if you want to watch a show, we can do the or lift the legs up. It's pretty badass.
You're ready to retire, is what you're saying.
I'm pretty much a man who lives in New York, but who really in his heart is in Florida. No, I love the setup. So the problem on a one night stand with your place is they have to want to leave. And sometimes with a one night stand, if it's over, I'm pretty good at feeling where I'm not wanted. So I know it'd be like, okay, well, it's been great. But sometimes people will like overstay and you're kind of like, all right, I guess we're still doing this. It's 4 p.m. the next day. Kind of had plans, but you know.
Do you find it hard to like escape a situation like that?
Yeah, if the person doesn't read social cues, you know,
yeah,
you have to be like, what kind of person can't read social cues, you know? And then you're like, well, it's the person who fucked me on a first date, I guess. So.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, well. No, I haven't gone on a date in a while. You know, I'm seeing someone now, but I was definitely like a serial dater when I was single because I was just bored and it was like something to do. And on a Wednesday, I would just be like, well, what else? I would do a couple sets, but then I'll like, that was also the problem though. When you go on a bad date, you feel like you lose a night and I'm not home that often. So the problem is, okay, I got four nights in the city this week. Say I go on a bad date on one of them, 25% of this week was a failure at home, like yeah. A bad night. So, yeah, you kind of have to get a more careful vetting process when you're going through those, you know, those dating app questions, you know?
Yeah. What would your bio on your dating app profile be?
I think it's a tall, lanky Jew. I think that was it. Yeah. They want to know more they can ask.
You can't just have like a self-description.
What are you supposed to say?
Something funny. You're a comic. You're supposed to have like some
they all laughed
thing.
At that.
Well, they're men.
Oh, okay. What does yours say?
Give me I don't have one.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. How honest are we looking for?
You know, I could never do dating apps because oh, okay. I kept getting deleted because people thought I was catfishing.
Why?
But they'd be like, oh, this isn't like a real, like, this is, Lauren's not on an actual Hinge.
Really?
And so then I'd get people that would message me and they'd be like, you're a fucking sick fuck sitting behind the computer pretending to be Lauren.
Damn.
And I'm like, Jesus, dude. I'm like, it's me.
Damn, I think that means you're attractive because I never got that ever. I think they were like, you're definitely real.
I don't know. But you're famous, so people could be thinking that you're a catfish,
I'm semi.
Too.
I mean, no, I get an occasional people like, are you really on here? But I also, you know, I didn't get it that often, really. People believe that. I think a guy is more believable in those things than a woman. I think dudes more think they're going to get duped than women for some reason.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've met up with women on those things where they do not look like their pictures, where I'm just like, you took these 10 years ago.
Probably more often than not, I would think.
Yeah. Dan Natterman is a New York comedian. He used to have a joke saying, I want a picture of you holding today's paper. I think about that all the time. I mean, that's people do. It's always like the best picture ever taken of you.
Mm-hmm.
At least you think. And I was told I picked bad pictures of myself because they'd show up and be like, oh, I thought you'd look worse. So I guess I was just picking shitty pictures.
Well, that's kind of like your cooking, though. You under...
Undersell.
Undersell. And then when you show up, they're like, oh.
Well, you said I was tall when you saw me. But I get apparently on Wikipedia, it says I'm 5'10", because I've gone on dates where women are like, I thought you'd be shorter. But I'm 6'3", but women are like, I thought you'd be 5'10". So I guess Wikipedia is underselling me, which is great.
Cock blocking the shit out of you, dude.
Cock blocking me or underselling me, because I guess they're happy to get an extra 5 inches.
That might be your vibe.
Yeah.
The undersell.
Yeah.
And
maybe.
Then you just show up.
That's a good way to approach life, is to put the expectations right down here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then like if you do well, they're like, wow, that was good.
Impressive.
Yeah. If I ever open a restaurant, I'd be like, this food fucking sucks. And then you come by and they're like, that wasn't horrible. I'm like, there you go.
Undersell.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
That's a good little motto.
Yeah, I try.
That could be your bio and your dating profile.
What, undersell? I should say like, look, I'm not that great, in parentheses, but I'll probably be better than that, right?
There you go.
Yeah,
you're
sell
welcome.
It up.
I'm helping you.
Sure.
How do you feel about girls when they get spray tans?
I have no problem with that. As long as it's not like horrible. As long as it's not noticeably terrible. I mean, it's healthier than a real tan, I guess, right?
Yeah.
A little fake. I mean, everyone uses all women use like lotions and creams and shit, right?
So not all of them.
No?
No, there's some that have like a smell. I can't stand the smell of like tanning stuff.
I don't know what it smells like, but I guess it hasn't been a problem. But
yeah. Or you just haven't dated a girl that does it.
Right.
How do you feel if a girl asks you to wax your chest?
Okay, so a girl in college did that to me.
What?
I was so young and stupid that I did it. I'm pretty hairy. And I remember her being like, she was like a waspy woman who was just like, God, you're so hairy. I wish you would just like shave your chest. And I was like, really? And this was before the body empowerment movement, I guess. So I went along with it. And I was like, instead of having like a cool male role model in my mind, like Burt Reynolds, who would pose fucking in Playgirl hairy as shit, this guy's showing his hairy beanbag to women across the country. And I'm like, I guess I should shave my chest. So yeah, she shaved me. And I remember there's like a picture of me shaved. And I was like, what was I doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I can't believe I did it.
Have you waxed it though?
No, I haven't.
Because I've never in my life heard of a girl try to like make a guy wax his shit. It just sounds so painful.
Yeah, I mean, there's that 40-year-old virgin scene, right? Where you're like,
that's what you think of.
Yeah, no, I would never wax.
But you've shaved. So yeah, you've done it.
I've done
it. You're a victim to the cause.
I shouldn't have done it. I should have embraced. You need male role models who, like, I didn't have that, like, but I guess I hadn't seen enough old movies where dudes like, you know, Jimmy Caan or Tom Selleck would just take their shirt off and you're like, oh, you can be a hairy dude.
Yeah.
I think there was a moment in the 90s where everyone, or like the early aughts, where every dude like who would be shirtless was like, it's like Brad Pitt body. And you're like, all right, well, that's not fucking attainable anyway. So why am I worried about this? No, I think you should just be accepting of who you are to a degree.
Yeah.
I think it's like, it's gross and let it go. But if that's who you are, like it's weird for me to not have hair on my chest because I, you know, I have hairy legs too. So it's like, you're just walking around with the top half bare and then and I'm like, well, you forgot a big part of me. But then you become the dude who's shaving your whole body. I'm like, what the fuck? Who am I, RuPaul? What the hell is going on here? So, you know.
Let's say you went on a date with a girl and she told you she was a virgin. Would that be a turn on or a turn off?
It'd be a turn off, I think. I think there's a lot of pressure there. And I mean, how old is this woman? You know, I'm 37. Like, I'm going out with a woman my age who's a virgin. There's some shit going on there. And if not, then she's super young, which I don't want either. So I think that either way, it's not, you know.
Yeah, not your vibe.
Would you want to date a virgin?
No.
No.
But I wouldn't mind it.
Really?
I would find it like a challenge because
I think the other people found it a challenge.
I don't know. Yeah. I would be curious to see what happened.
Yeah.
I don't think I would date the person though. And I would definitely be afraid of the strings attached.
I mean, I'll put it this way. No one wants to think about your current partner's exes. No one wants to like run down that list.
Yeah.
I think it's always crazy when people are like, give me the list. Like, that's insane to me. But it is tough also. I've dated people in like show business and they're like, tell me everyone that I might run into that you fucked. And I'm just like, well, that's not fun either. I don't like that. You know, this isn't a fun game for any of us.
Yeah. But I would I definitely prefer a guy that has experience, you know?
Sure.
For sure. Don't waste my time.
Yeah.
I don't need to teach you a lesson, dude.
Yeah. No, that's the other thing is like, to be someone's first, it's like you're molding them. There's something kind of gross, like groomery about that. Even if they're an adult,
it's like the clitoris piercing thing. It's just.
It was a shocker for me. I remember asking her, and I was like, "Do you have a pierced clitoris?" And she was like, "Yes." And I was like, it was like one of the things where I was like, first off, I can't believe I said that out loud. And second off, I can't believe you're just like, mm-hmm. Like, that's it? Like, that is like a shocking revelation to me. I don't know.
Yeah. It's rather stunning.
Yeah.
Oof. I don't.
Not my thing.
No, not my thing.
I apologize to any listeners with pierced clitorises, but it's just not. There should be like a fucking. Like, it's just too insane to see like underwear off. There needs to be like a preview where like I know what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just sounds like it just really hurts.
Yeah, maybe.
What if a girl doesn't have any social media? Is that a red flag?
No, I think that's probably she's probably healthier and better off. I mean, I've met people like that. I've gone on dates with people like I know you're a comedian, but I haven't really seen your stuff because I'm off social media, and I'm like, great.
Yeah.
No, I think that's probably you're better off and you're healthier. And I've gone the other way with like the people that are like mad you don't post about them. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of like, this is like a business thing. It's like for my stand up, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Then once you start doing that, then it's like the whole public thing is tough. It's sticky. It's complicated.
Yeah. What if it was your girlfriend's birthday and she wanted you to get a pedicure with her? Would you do it?
Jeez, a pedicure? I would say no out of respect for whatever woman had to do that for me because my toenails are so gross. I look like I could catch salmon with these fucking toes.
Then you might be the perfect person to
really?
Need one.
Look, if it's your birthday, I'll do whatever. I mean, I'd probably do it for the birthday. But like, also, here's my thing: like, why are you making me do that on your? Like, I'm not gonna make you do shit you hate on your birthday.
Yeah.
You know. Like, I'm not, I just think that's kind of selfish. Like, I hate this whole thing. It's my birthday. Okay, who gives a fuck? It's a day. We'll do a nice thing. I hate the whole.
Sam, it's a red flag.
What is?
You can't think that it's just a fucking day.
Really?
Yeah.
No, like, I'll set up a nice thing. I'll get you a nice gift. We'll do a good dinner and stuff. But the idea of like, why is your birthday? Why does it mean I have to do something that I don't want to do?
Well, I love that we have a red flag and a green flag here because you should see. But I'm such a big birthday person. I'm
really?
I'm one of those bitches.
Yeah,
who really cares about my
That's
birthday.
Tough.
But it's not that tough, Sam.
Well, on my birthday, I'm not going to be like, why don't you watch me fucking? I don't know. I can't think of anything you'll hate. I think I'm just fucking cooler than most chicks. I don't know. Because you're like, get a pedicure with me. And I'm like, you want to go see a fucking Knicks game or something courtside? That's amazing. No
that
woman's going to
really
hate.
Cool.
That's what I mean. So I'm not going to do
that's
anything.
That's how you ruin basketball for someone, by the way.
That's true.
You know, the first time I went and saw a basketball game, it was courtside. And it was like the Warriors, like some special ceremony game, 10th, 100th anniversary. I don't know what the thing it was. I don't.
Well, it sounds like a wasted courtside ticket right here. I don't even know what was happening. All I know is I was front row for the greatest
front
basketball
row.
Team.
It was some big deal. Yeah. There was fireworks. Yeah. Everyone was accepting trophies. There were children on ladders accepting trophies. I don't know what it was. It was like some weird charity. But I was just like, wow, this is so cool. Like, and since then, like, unless it's that level.
It's tough. But I will say this. I just don't understand the idea of like, your birthday being so, like, why don't you do that with your friend and then we'll do something. Because I'm not going to be fun to do that with.
Yeah.
I mean, as I said, I would probably do it, but I'd be a little annoyed.
Yeah.
But if, I don't know, I think it's tough. If I love you, I want to make you happy, but I'm also like, would I love someone who's that big of a fucking idiot? It's tough. It's complicated. I don't know. It's tough.
What's the longest relationship you've ever had?
I think like 2.5 years, but they're always on and off. There's always multiple breakups.
Why?
Because it always takes me a few.
Breakups?
Yeah, yeah.
To come around?
Well, I can't really. I'm terrible at breaking up with people. So it usually is the other person has to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I'm a pretty good boyfriend. But what happens is, like, they're not happy for some reason. They break up with me. And then they go back out in the wild. And they're like, oh, he was cool. And then they come back to me. And then they're like, oh, no, he fucking sucks. I think it's that weird back and forth, you know?
But so you're not good at breaking up with people. So you make them do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so
I load the gun, they pull the trigger, basically.
So you do that by being shitty.
I'm not shitty on myself, and I think they don't.
You shut down?
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not good for them for whatever reason. But I think they paint when you have a breakup. You know, at the time you're angry, and then there's some distance, and you're like, "Oh, I miss him," and you come back, and you're like, "Oh no, fuck that guy." You know, I think that's how it happens. You know,
I dated a guy that couldn't break up with me to save his life, and I became a shitty person. And I was just like, this guy, like, won't... And I'm the same way. Like, I have a hard time leaving you. Unless you cheat on me.
Abandonment issues?
I have all kinds of issues.
Yeah.
I'm the front row, courtside. So many tickets have been wasted on me. It's unbelievable. I just don't... I can't break up with people and I become a shitty person.
It's
a red flag for me. I'll go ahead and just name it. Yeah. I try to make you, like, leave me.
Right.
What if two people, like us, got together... And then we could never leave each other.
I think that'd be, I think that either is terrible or it works, right?
Yeah, we either get married for life.
I've been with those people though. I've been in those relationships where it's like they clearly want out, but they can't do it either. And you're just like, well, now we're just in hell.
Yeah.
This is just terrible, you know?
Have you ever just left and been like, we should just be friends?
Yeah, but it's tough. I mean, I've been in those. There's a couple where I'm like, it would have been nice to have been friends, but it's complicated because then you have the conversation like, would you be okay doing this? Or do you think you would still maybe have feelings? And I think it's one of the people I think is always either still wounded or still has feelings. It's very rare that you can just go to. I know people who are just like friends with exes, and I'm like, that's fucking weird to me.
Yeah.
But it is also weird to be like, that's your best friend, and then you go to nothing. I don't think anything about it is normal.
That is weird to think about, right?
You hang out every day, and then it's just like, bye forever. That's fucking weird.
That is weird.
Right?
Yeah.
Every day, every night, you sleep next to them, and then all of a sudden you're just like, we're never going to speak again.
Oh,
it's weird.
No.
No, I'm bad. I'm really bad at breakups, and I mean, I've kept so many toxic people in my life.
Yeah,
I'm a fucking master of toxic. My biological father was like, I kept him in my life, and it was just literally at a certain point, you're just like, oh, this explains a lot of my dating habits. I think.
Yeah, I feel like we have a really authentic connection.
So authentic, guys. Do you feel this?
Just. You, Sam.
What?
What's the sweetest thing you've ever done for someone?
Fuck, the sweetest. This is a tough one because it feels like I'm
so much anger in that.
Well, I know.
We're the toxic kind of people that would never break up. I'd be like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get angry.
I think.
Apologize.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Sweetest thing I've ever done. This is going to sound. This is tough because I feel like whatever. Ooh, what's the sweetest thing I've done? I don't know. That's a tough question.
Are you romantic?
Oh, I don't know.
Have you ever pushed the button for someone so that their legs can rise up? Gone out?
Oh, no, it's connected, so they both go up.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
But that's a good question. Most romantic I've ever done.
You let her pick the movie?
I have, and then I'm just like, this is what you pick?
Sam,
I am
throwing you so many bones.
I know. No, I definitely let, I've definitely let people pick the movie and then been like, that's a fucking horrible movie.
Okay,
I lose respect. I mean, I'm sorry, Notting Hill is not a good film. I don't mean to be a dick here, but it's just not. I'm losing all the women here.
Not everyone likes Brokeback Mountain either.
That wasn't my first date pick. You want to watch two dudes in the West smooch? That's not my movie, although it is a good movie.
Okay.
That
you're
is a good movie.
Wearing flannel. I'm just going for what I'm looking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
Sweetest thing ever.
She's going to tell me I look like Brokeback Mountain. This is perfect.
This is the dessert question for anyone.
Hold on. This is the Jake Gyllenhaal on the side of a highway attire.
All you're missing is the cowboy hat.
I would. I'm in the South. I should have rocked one.
I know. Next time I'll have one waiting for you.
Damn it.
So you don't know of the sweetest thing you've ever done?
The sweetest thing I've ever
traveling
done.
Traveling with a girl.
Yeah, I traveled with a girl recently. I think that's romantic.
I'm literally just feeding you your own answers.
You know what? Yeah, traveling Greece. That was pretty romantic.
Okay.
Yeah, that was good.
I like that.
Yeah.
Do girls ever do sweet things for you?
Yeah, the girl I'm dating now, she got me some nice gifts for my birthday, and she threw a surprise party for my birthday this year with a shitload of comedians. So that was very
thoughtful. Is cute.
Yeah, that was nice. I thought we were going to dinner, and I just walked in, and it was like Stavros and Ari Shaffir and
so what you're
Gary
saying
Vitter
is she went through your phone? Richard.
No, she conspired it with Gary Vitter, who tours with me. So they put it together. No, she didn't go through my phone.
Damn, I was trying
to
like,
my God,
catch
that's
her.
A fucking.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, I don't think the shit I have is that bad on me. I say, I don't know. I'm thinking what she would find that would upset her. I don't know. It's mostly like, I think she thought, she's been on my Explore page before, and I think she thought she was going to bust me with like asses on my page, but my Explore page is mostly dudes eating sandwiches or cutting meat. That's like my Explore, my TikTok is just dudes like biting into a sandwich and being like, that's a good fucking sandwich. That's like my whole, that's my whole Explore page. So it's like that and basketball. So I'm not, she's not going to find really bad shit. I mean, there's porn, but it's like pretty standard porn.
Yeah, everyone has porn.
Everyone's got porn.
Yeah, it's nothing special anymore. The internet
porn on the phone is really the way to do it now just for efficiency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I could have you on here forever. The chemistry is just wildly hot.
Now she's being sarcastic. There was a good energy though.
There was a great energy.
Yeah.
Can't wait to have it back. Sam, thanks for coming on my show.
Thank you.
Good luck at Madison Square Garden.
I
break
can't
a
wait.
Leg.
Thank you.
I'm being very serious. I really
I can't
your
tell
company.
Now. It feels hostile.
Well,
your energy.
No. Maybe next time you'll come on here and get a pedicure with me.
You're gonna see my toes and you're gonna be like, get some fucking socks on those.
Wait till you see my toes.
Really?
Yep. Sam, we'll see you later. I'm trying to be so nice to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of First Date. We'll see you next time.
First Date, baby.
Are you really drinking a glass of milk with dinner?
First Date, I can't wait.
You told your mom about